Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursday. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I am ecstatic and honored to be interviewing Kunal Palawat. Kunal, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. As my nephew told me, I'm Gucci. We just want to start off, like, what's your degree? What degrees do you have? What are you working on? What do you care about? What are you going to do?
I'm getting my master's in environmental science at the University of Arizona in soil and water science specifically. My undergrad is in environmental science, again, concentrating on soil and water science. I got that over in Vermont, came all the way across the country to work with you, studying environmental quality and community and citizen science.
You drove cross country too, right?
Yeah. Okay. The number of times I've driven back and forth across the country is like 7 or 8 times now in my life. And I feel like that's a ton for someone who's like 23.
Wow. What are you listening to on those drives?
Kind of bad, but I love like sleepy, like R&B, like vibey music, which like isn't great for driving because like I am prone to like shut my eyes a little bit. But if there's someone else in the car, I can drive for hours. If I'm by myself and listening to like my preferred music, which is like Mariba, Ravina, Omar Apollo, then I'm like gonna fall asleep. But if there's someone else in the car, I'm golden.
Well, we need to make sure there's someone in the car at all times, it sounds like. Kunal's been doing so much amazing work. So let's talk about like why you're pursuing this degree.
In the lab, I'm mainly looking at inorganic contaminants of soil, water, harvested rainwater, and garden plants from people's homes all across Arizona, and looking at what are the levels of things like lead and arsenic in the different parts of one's environment. And I think that like is really what I'm super passionate about and really care about is our relationship to the environment, relationship to land, and how pollution and contamination really impacts that sense of place and sense of belonging. I was born in New York City and grew up in the suburbs of Jersey, and those environments are totally different. My experiences with those two locations like really influence my sense of place. Like I have asthma, so being outside can be hard a lot of the time. Doing like physical activity can be difficult. But then growing up in the suburbs, I had relatively great access to parks and natural areas in northern Jersey. I think all of that like makes me super curious about how other people relate to the environment. In college, learning so much more about pollution dynamics and environmental justice and disproportionate experiences of harm and pain and loss are connected to our relationships. And I think there's not enough focus on that justice aspect of land and environment. The narrative that I see is like about all the fun that you can have recreating outdoors. But where's the acknowledgement of the indigenous tribes and indigenous peoples that the land was stolen from by the U.S.? Where's the acknowledgement of like disproportionate harms on communities of color? There was recently a study about different racial and ethnic groups experiencing different levels of air quality, where Black and Latino racial demographics were experiencing considerably higher air pollution than white populations. And I think that isn't talked about enough or integrated enough into the biophysical sciences. So that's like all that to say, sense of place, relationship to land, and disproportionate impacts is like what I'm about.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely are superhero material. I think we're making your suit right now. Aww. And the big picture that you maintain in the lab as a scientist is critical and something unique to students. And I hope more and more students essentially take on the environmental justice framework in their efforts. Where do you think you'll end up working? Where do you want to work?
I want to be my own boss one day, and I'm making moves to get there. I'll plug the nonprofit lab that I help run is the Critical Ecology Lab. We're in the process of making things more official and legit and developing our like research laboratory space and writing grants. And I really appreciate academia. I really appreciate industry. But I think being outside of both of those spheres has a lot of benefits to engaging with community and the community-centered action aspect of the work that I'm really passionate about.
Well, it's an honor. And thank you so much for taking time for this interview on KXEI Thesis Thursdays. Mm-hmm.